We're on daf chaf tes amud aleph on the top. Amar Rav Tuvi. Okay, so Rav Tuvi is now going to bring another makor that muksa lebo gezara is aslam is veyach. Amar Rav Tuvi bar Matana. Amar Rav Yoshia. Minayin lo muksa min haTorah. How do we know that muksa is aslam in haTorah? But Rashi says the havamina right now is what is muksa means something else. Rashi says. How do you know this person is supposed to be makish? And then wait a little bit before he's makavit, meaning it to take care of the animal before he's makavit. Shneamar, the pasuk says, Tishmeru lak reliv mo'odo. You have to watch it. Kol she'osim lo shimur. In other words, you have to watch it a little bit before you bring it. Rashi says, Shimur Torah Gavoa. And don't bring it right away. You have to fatten it up a little bit. So Maskev Abaye, asks on this halacha, Elam Yata, according to this, Isis Imra Lutzoma Velo Abile Shimur. Let's say you bring a hungry animal. You didn't watch it so much. Hachinam Lo Chotu Lak Rabbi, you telling me that in this case, it's possible Mizveach? That can't be the case. It's because it's not I don't know, did we learn a halacha in Erech and Dafid Gimel that you have to wait 4 days for a korban tamid? You do have to wait a little bit. You have to do some shimur. I have to answer that. So
how? Shimur is just making sure it doesn't
get a mum, though. So to here, just be careful. So how can I be chazal like Rava? So Amar Leis, Rav Tuvi answers back of Vaya. Ano, what did I mean by tishmeru lak riv libo modok kamina li? Tishmeru li, make sure it's for me, v'lola adon acher, and not for another master. V'ezo acher, v'shemakriv v'lo, and what other master would you be makrivit for? Haveo merzo v'osachav, meaning tishmeru li, you can't bring a carbon that was watched for a vodazara, which is muksa. They have to be li. So it's another source for muksa, a vodazara's asmul gabi mizbeach. Okay. Amar Rav Barada, Amar Rav Yitzchak, ein muksa asar elo shiyavdu. Muksa is only usher when they actually worship it or do something with it. Rashi brings down two perushim as to what this means. Rashi says, "Ad sheyavdu bo shum avoda letzarch avosuchavim o meshichas karon o shum davar she'usher." Aval mikami hachilo mitzar. He says that when something is set aside for avodah zarah, setting it aside is not sufficient. In order for it to become muksa, something has to be some sort of process done to the animal. Like they pull it, they do something to it, and now it becomes muksa. They do something for the avodah zarah to make it muksa. Just saying this is set aside for avodah zarah is not enough to asher to mizbeach. They have to set it aside and then do something to it. That's lashon one. Lashon acher, complete opposite. Lashon acher, ein muksar aser ela ad sheyavdu bo shum davar sheyasu bo shum avodah tzor korach chavim aval mi sheyavdu bo shum avodah. No, muksa means it's set aside, and it loses its status of muksa once they do something to it. Because once they do something to it, the whole fear of muksa is that they're going to be mocked of it. It's set aside for avodah zarah, and then they do something else to it, they're not going to be mocked of it. So then it's now it's not considered muksa anymore, and then you can use it. He says that there's a... what's going on here? That there's a shayla that brought down the chasm sofer that they used to sell, and they probably do nowadays also, sukkah decorations and candles that are set specifically on the bag. These are for like church use. And you use those candles in shul. I guess they did that in times of the chasm sofer. That's how they package it. These are church candles. These are Christmas decorations, and we hang them in the sukkah. So maybe those times they did muksa. So according to the first shita in Rashi, it's no problem because muksa alone is not enough. According to second sheet of Rashi, so it answers that it's not really muksa.
It's not provided, it's not a symbol.
Right, okay, yeah. Candle's not a symbol. It's not really muksa, it's just a marketing ploy. It's not really set aside. You have these candles that say that these are going to be used for the church candles. So what? So now it sells. So that's not muksa, it's not set aside, it's not really put in for avodah zarah. Okay. So let's read again. So we have those two perushim. Amar Rav Barada, Amar Rav Yitzchak, ein muksa aser ela ad sheyavdu. Right? Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Ula says the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Ad sheyimtziru lekomrei ovodas kachavim. Until they give it over to the priest, so to speak, then, well, each perush. It's not usher until you give it over to the priest. Or once you give it over to the priest, it's no longer usher. Ubeya, Beya is the name of a chacham, right? It says in the bottom notes over here, they don't find anywhere else where Beya appears in Shas. But Beya Amar Rav Yochanan, Beya says the name of Rav Yochanan. Let's go in the second parish of Rashi. It's that it's not muksa, it loses its status of muksa, ad sheyachiluhu karshinei avos chachamim. Until they give over, they give it, they feed it. Once they feed it, right, and then they fan it up, I guess now it's going to be used after for the Kohanim themselves, they're not going to be mocked of it. So once they feed it, that's when it's no longer loses its status of muksa. So Amro le Rabbi Abba le Beya, so Rabbi Abba says to Beya, mafligtu tu atuna ula, are you being cholik on ula? I'm like, no, you never ask that question, any other Amora. You're being cholik on him? Okay. Are you being cholik on ula? Because ula said that Rabbi Yochanan said A, and you're saying that he said B. So you're being cholik on ula? So he says, Amro le, so Beya says, no, lo, I'm not being cholik on ula. Ula nami kikamar. Ula also, when he said that giving over the muksa for achilas komrim is matilim as beyach, what he means is who deshakle kashinos achavim. What his kavana was that when they fed the animal, that's what he meant. So Amir, I don't understand the Gemara here now. Amir Biava yada beyach l'shnuy shmita. Beya knew how to deal with the situation. He knew how to learn. Beya knew how to learn. But had he not made aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, he wouldn't have known how to answer these questions. The Eretz Yisrael garmala, because the schus of Eretz Yisrael caused him to become smart. You know, avir da'aretz machim, became smart. So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak says, no, there's no raya there. Beya mikan mikan hava. Beya learned here and he learned there. Not that Eretz Yisrael made him smart. He learned in Eben Bavel also. Tosu says, Perish Bahama Eretz Yisrael, Beya me Eretz Yisrael, Umi Bavel Haya Tami Chacham. Vlo Mahayin Zechus of the Eretz Yisrael. It's nothing to do with learning in Eretz Yisrael. I don't have a Rashi to deal with this Gemara. There's nothing to deal with learning in Eretz Yisrael. You can learn anywhere. He learned here, he learned there, and that's how he became a Tami Chacham. I don't know. And like, what's the Gemara talking about? What's the Machlokas here? What's the argument here? You only can learn Eretz Yisrael, no, you can learn elsewhere. What's the I don't know. What's the dialogue about here?
Keep saying that
you can learn here too. Right. Depends where. It depends where. I think there's less distractions in YU than there are in Yerushalayim, but that's just my thing. Okay. So, Mishnah continued. Ezehu Neva. We said, what was Neva? It's Asdam Zbeach. We said, Kosho Ovdin Oso, Vuhu, Vahamuksim Utar Matzim Hezhe. We said, the Muksim is Mutter. For Achilas Hedjot. As for Kachim, but for Hedjot, the Mishnah says it's Mutter. So Gemara asks me, how do we know? What? Petanya, right, how do we know another Lachim? Petanya, Rav Chanina to retal Kameda Rav Yochanan, Rav Chanina to tell us the name of Rav Yochanan. Ein Muksa Asr Ela Achi Yasibo Maisa. Muksa is not Asr, meaning it loses the second period of Rashi. It loses the status of Muksa when you do a Maisa. Hu Tani La. V'hada arma la, my ma'isa ad sheyigazes v'yavdu bo. He's cholik. He says, what's the ma'isa? When they shear it. They do some work on it. Okay. They do any ma'isa. I don't know what's a machlokas. They're giving examples of certain ma'isa that's done to the animal, that now, according to the first parish of Rashi, makes it muksa. According to the second parish of Rashi, takes it out of the status of muksa. Ezu neva, minon imili. How do we know that a baal chai that was neva, that was muksa, that to be makam vod azar, is mutter b'achila for a hedgeot? So the Gemara says, Amar Afafa, we learned this from the pasuk in Yecheskel. The Amakra, the pasuk in Yeshesko says of Gabi Karbanos, it says, "Mimashke Yisrael v'mincha v'le'olu v'shlamim." Whatever is mutter for a Yisrael, that you bring for the mincha olu v'shlamim. That meaning min hamutter, you only can bring for a karbon what is mutter v'Yisrael. V'isak adaitach asire lehejot. And if you would have told me that the nevar u'muksa is aser for a hejot, right? It's aser for a hejot. Lama likra, why do I need the pasuk of min abakar u min atzon, mamitini migavoa? It's already limited here. I'm not sure what this means. It's already limited here that you're not allowed to be makrovit because they're not royal achil Yisrael. It says over here you only can bring something to, if it's not royal achil Yisrael, then why do I need the pasuk to exclude it in Shmos? I don't understand why. He's talking about a pasuk in Yecheskel, and he's learning it from Yecheskel to Shmos. The Gemara says, is that really true? The kol hechad asiru lehejit lo boi kra. Any time that something is usher for a hedjot, we don't have a pasuk to exclude it for kachim. But treifa, that's even a hedgehog. A treifa is a hedgehog; it's not allowed to eat. Umayate krom bigavoa, and nevertheless, as a pasuk that excludes it from korbanos. The sanya, we have a pasuk that says, right? The pasuk says, we have a bracelet. It says kishu omer min habakar a second time lemata. Right? It says a second time. Ein tamud lomar el hotis a treifa. The bracelet that comes to exclude a treifa from the mizbeach. So you see that. So what do I need it? If I know a hedgehog can't eat it, what do I need a pasuk to tell me that I can't go on the bezbeach? So he says it's rif. No, I need both limudim. Sakadai tachamina, I would have thought, hani mili, when do we say that a treifa is asal the mizbeach? That's specifically the nitrifa v'yachakach nikacha, that the treifa came first, and then you were makish it. Avan niskacha v'yachakach nitrifa, let's say you were makish it when it was a full animal, and then it became a treifa. Ema the tishri l'gavoa, maybe you'll say it's mutter l'gavoa, therefore the pasuk got to come again and say that even in this case, if it's nitzkacha v'yachakach nitrifa, it's still usher to go on the mizbeach. So the Gemara asks again, v'hami hachanachla, this halacha that we just said, that a behema that became nitrifa before the Isser Behema that was Nitrifa before it became Hukkas, we're learning that word from Mashka Yisrael. We're learning that from the Pasuk in Yecheskel. Why are we learning that from the Pasuk in Yecheskel? Rashi says, Mimashka Yisrael, Gabi Karbonis is Mashkanazi Yecheskel. Mashka, I'm not looking for him. Let's read again. Mehocha Nafka, Kol Asher Yabor Tachas Hashevet, Prat Nitrifa She'ena Overis. In other words, I already learned it from somewhere else. You're telling me that treifa is asr gabi mizbeach because it's asr for the Yisrael, from Yimashka Yisrael. I knew that treifa is asr gabi mizbeach because the pasuk says that anything that's yavor tachas a shevet, prat treifa she'eino veris. So treifa can't go under the shevet because one of the treifas is the wound on the leg and it can't walk. So I learned it from there. So again, you see that I have a limud for treifa. So Gemara says, Ahu nami istrich. I also need this pasuk. The Sakadai de Chamina, I would have thought, Hani Mili, when do we see the Treifa's Psul Mizbeach? That's Dafta Hechad Lo Haisla Shasa Kosher. When it never had a moment in time when it was kosher. Meaning it was the Nolta Treifa Me'ima, that it was born as a Treifa. Aval Hechad the Haisla Shasa Kosher. But let's say it was Roy for one moment, that it was Nolta Shera, and Beyotel Avir Olam Be'achach Nitrafa Im Tishtari Ligavoa. Maybe that moment, in that case, you would say it's Mutter Ligavoa. It's Mashmalan, therefore the Pasuk says, told Asher Yavor to teach us that even if it was Nitrifa after it was born, it's still Psuli Ligam Mizbeach. So, since we have this case, since each of these Limudim by Trefor are needed, we still have the original question. Tell me that if something's Asher LeHedjot, We know it's also limitzbeach because these treifa are all needed for other instances. Okay. The Mishnah is now going to continue to deal with the asurim limitzbeach that we mentioned originally. Now we're going to talk about esnan, right? The harlot's pay. The ezehu esnan. What is considered the esnan that would be asur to be born limitzbeach? So hahom elizona. We'll read the following. But we read the girsa of the shita. Hey leich pleze b'scharech. Take this sheep as your payment. Afilu hin meya. Even if he pays her 100 sheep, kulan asurin. They're all asur l'mizbeach because of the din of esnan zona. V'chein as well. Or it's not really v'chein. V'chein usually means exactly the same. But now we're gonna have a machlokas. I don't know why it's v'chein. Right? It's not the same din because they argue. There's a machlokas in this din. V'chein ha'omer l'chaveru. Someone says to his friend, hey lach. You take this tleh, the talin shifchascha etzel avdi, and as payment, I'm paying you with this tleh for your shifcha to sleep with my eved. Okay, so Rebbe, the gear see here. It's Rebbe.
And what's the problem? It's a lab, isn't it?
Paying her for it.
You're
being paid for it. You're like, yes, and the eved's allowed to sit, sleep with the shifcha, but I'm paying for it. That's a problem. It makes her into, sort of makes it into a zona, right? Rashi, was Rashi on this? Right, Rashi says it's Rebbe. We'll learn it in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to explain that. I think not today, but tomorrow. Right. Sorry. Right. Well. Okay. Scar. All right. All right. Rebbe Omer. But what does it say in the new article app? That will be the final word on everything. Rebbe Omer Eino Esnan. He says it's not Esnan, and therefore it's mutter. Because me, because it's because it, what's the payment? There's no problem. It's mutter. Because right, so he brings out a note here. The Gemara and Daf Lam is going to say that the reason Rebbe Meir is l'shitaso because he says there's no iser by a bias ebel shivcha. So therefore, there's no problem here. But you said, but Chachamim Omer Esnan. Daf Lam tomorrow will explain that machlokas. So Amamar, going back to the original, the Mishnah said that even if he pays her 100 sheep, they're all aser. So Amamar, right? So Hechidami, what's the case? If that's the price, then that's the price. Then they're all, what's the chiddush? Then they're all esnon, right? That's what she takes for her services. She did the kuli asiri. It's partially that they're all aser. Malichad malimeya. Who cares if she charges $1? She charges $100. That's the price. Lotz are very naive. Lotzricha. What's the case for the shakla agra chada? Really, her price is one sheep, right? The yohid lameya, and he decides to give her 100, right? The kulo mikoch esnan kasha. So I guess you would have thought that the other 99 are like a gift, right? They're like a gift. He says no. He wants to pay her 100, but since they're kula mikoa esnanba, they're coming. I guess if he's bringing it right then and there, so because it's all because of the services provided, so they're all considered esnan, and therefore they're asr. Rashi says the kula mikoa esnan ka asr. Right. So, I guess he's giving them because as a payment for the bia. So Tana Rabbanan. More, another price of regarding the din of esnan. I always get these tomorrow. Tana Rabbanan. Nasan la, he gives to the Zahona, the zone of the Behema, velo ba'alea, but he doesn't have bia with her. Or, ba'alea, he has bia with her, velo nasan la, but doesn't give her the payment. Esnena mutter. What he gave her was mutter. So now the Gemara asks, what's going on in the brisa? So nasan la, he gave her a behema, velo ba'alea, he doesn't have bia. Why are you telling me esnan mutnar? Esnan a karishlei? That's considered esnan? Esnan's a payment for these services. He didn't use the services. It's not considered esnan. He just gave her a gift. Right? The whole thing bothers me to begin with. You have a woman who makes a living this way, and yet she's going to take the karban and bring the animal as a karban? Cognitive dissonance. Oh. All right, fine.
Somebody
that was
really well insured
still
to be part of the business.
That's allowed. All right. So the Gemara says, Nasan la below Ba'ala Esnan, then a Kari Slay. That's considered Esnan, but Sue even more. Ba'ala, but no Nasan la, Ma'yayivla. So he has Bia with her, he doesn't give her anything. It's Mutter. What do you mean it's Mutter? He didn't give her anything. What are you telling me is Mutter? He didn't give her anything. So the Gemara says, no, El Haq Kaktani. This is how you explain the Brisa. Nasan la. He gave her the animal, I guess, on day one, the acharkach, and after time, ba'aleh. Maybe he prepaid. So there's a little bit of a separation between the moment he gave her the animal and when he actually slept with her. Ba'aleh, or he had relations with her, the acharkach nasanla, and then gave it to her later, I mean, it's much, much later, esmena mutter. Then it's mutter. Because, so the Gemara asks, wait a second, the lechel aleh esnan l'mafreya. The first case I understand. If he was ba'aleh, the achakach nasan la'tleh, gave the tleh afterwards, I understand why it's not bia, not esnan, because at the shaz bia, he didn't single out any animal that's going to be the payment. And in order for it to be esnan, you have to show that this is the actual payment. But the other case, where I give her the animal, and then I have bia later, so when I have bia, limafraya, what I gave her was the payment. I prepaid for it. So Gemara says, bilicha le esnan limafraya. Rashi says, last Rashi, v'hoel u'bishas bia adayin ha'tleh kayam. At the time of the bia, the tleh is there. The kevan shehu ba'aleh al-schar oso tleh, and since he's having relations to her based on the payment of that tleh, kol hecha de'isachai lo esman. So wherever that tleh is, that's the esman. The bishlamo, Rashi says, I understand, ba'aleh v'yachachach nashma tleh ikla memer kandu l'yachad u'bishas bia lo mitzar. If I don't have a tleh designated at the time of the bia, I understand why that would that when I later give her one, that would be mutter. Because at the shas bia, nothing was specified to be the payment.
And then when he does, separate one to give her. Why is that?
Because you have to have, because the idea is that you have to have a designated payment for it. This is what I'm paying you for it. So if it's not in existence beforehand, it's not payment for it. It's considered a matana afterwards. But if I set it aside in advance, then that's what I'm paying you with.
My price is 10 sheets.
Right.
I don't need to see it this second. I want 10 sheets.
Oh, it must depend on the case. The case here is that he just has B with her, and then 3 days later he brings her a sheep. They never specify that this is the sheep for payment. That's what the Mishnah says, that's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is, Rashi is saying that if the only time it's considered Esnon, to make it rise to the level of being Aslan Mizbeah, is if it's set aside and you specify that this is the payment for the Eslan in advance. That the sheep is there, you know which sheep it is when you have the Maisa. But if you don't, it's not considered Eslan. So the Gemara asks, V'lichol aleh Eslan Mafreya. So Amar Avalazar, Lava says, Shekadma v'hikrivato. What happened here is that he set aside the animal for her. She goes ahead and she's makrivit before the bia. She's makrivit before the bia. So therefore, it's not asar, I guess, the mafreya midin esnan, because at the moment of the bia, the tleh wasn't here. In order to be esnan, the tleh has to be here at the moment of bia. Rashi says, shekadma v'igriviso kodim bia. So Gemara asks, wait a second, echidami. What's the case? E nema de achni mihila la altar, if she was kone the tlet immediately when he gave it to her, prior to the maisa bia, pshita de mutter. It's pashit that it's mutter, the adkan lo ba'aleh. Because at the moment of the nesina, there was no bia, he just gave her a sheep. He gave her a sheep, and she's makrivit. So what's the problem with it? Right? She was makrivit. No, there's no problem with it. So there's it's, what's the chiddush? Ella, the case is, the amrala. I have a tough time with this. The amrala. Lo nikni lich at shasabia. Here's a sheep I'm setting aside. It is not yours until we have the bia. Mi matzi makrivle. Is she then permitted to be makrivit?
Meaning, hers.
What?
Not hers.
She says, that's what they ask. If it's not hers, mi matzi makrivle. Ish ki yakish basil kodesh lashem amarachmana. Ma basil reshusu av kober reshusu. This isn't in a reshus. She doesn't own it yet. So what's she doing being makrivit? So therefore, it's a possible carbon. Forget Esnan.
It's like
me walking into your house, taking your animal, me mocking it.
Right.
Can't do that, because he said specifically, I'm earmarking this for the payment, but it's not yours yet.
Yeah.
So how's she mocking it? So lo tzricha, what's the case? The amrala. The man says to the zona, when he gives her the behema, lo mikne lalich ad shasbia. This tleh is not yours until the moment of bia. The moment of bia, that's when you're going to get to have the kinyan. But the imachich loch nikni me'achshav. However, if you need it, you can be calling it now. So how does that work? Rashi says, e ishak loch shakom me'achshav hilkach birushusa hi umati lekruve. Therefore, it's hers if she wants to be makrivit. Because if she needs a karbon, she can make a kinyan right now. The cave of the amra law. Lo likne leich ad shasbia. Since he said to her, it's not yours until the maisa bia. It's the rech l'shmun in the mutter in kadmat v'ekrivuso the sugar night of esnan have. In other words, he's playing both sides. It's hers, but it's not hers. It's hers enough that she can be makrivit, but it's not hers to be considered esnan because he says it's not really hers until she does the bia, unless she needs it. All right.
What
kind of opinion is that? So Gemara S. I don't know what type of kinyan is here. How was she calling it? Now the Gemara is going to ask that. The Gemara is going to ask soon about how she's calling it. We'll get to that. So the Gemara says, "Boy, Rav Oshia." Rav Oshia asks as follows: "Kadma v'hikti shatu mai." What about the following case? He says that this is yours when we have bia, unless you need it. She wasn't makrivit. She was makdashit. The behemoth still exists. And now they have the bia.
Before she's
makrivit. But she was makdashit. So is now that considered Eston or not? So that he could, and what the subject is, what the subject is, they brought down in
like
everyday occurrences. Right, this is based on the Ritva of Avodah Zarah. He says that maybe when he was maskim to give her the tleh before bia, his kavanah was specifically that the tleh, in other words, if he says if he allowed her to be koneit before the bia, he would allow her to be koneit in a way that the tleh wouldn't be in existence at the time of bia. Meaning she needs it to eat it or to be makar it. So therefore, if the tleh is in existence, then the kinyan only takes place at the times of the bia. Or do you say, I'm Yerusal Gavoa, Kim is Yerusal Hedjot? It's a regular kinyan. So once she's makdish it, it already belongs to Hekesh, and it's as if it's not in existence anymore. And that would be the suffix. So the Gemara says, Tifshit Lemi the Rav Elazar. Just look at what Rav Elazar said. What did Rav Elazar say? Rav Elazar, the Amar Rav Elazar, Kadma, the Hikrivato. She went ahead and she was makrivit. Then it's mutter. Hikrivato hi, dafka, she's makrivit. Is it considered a matana and not esnan? The halesa b'shas bia, because it's not kayim in the world at the time of the bia. Aval hikdishato, but if she was only makdishit, and at the times of the bia, the tleh is still in existence, asur. The tleh would be asur. The whole idea, I think, again, the dilemma behind it is that in order for it to be considered esnan, it has to be a specific payment for the maaseh bia. If it doesn't exist, if the payment is not there, it's not there. It's not for the maaseh bia. Or if you went pay for it later and you never set it aside, it wasn't a specific payment. Because at the times of it has to be a specific payment at the shtas maaseh bia in order to be considered esnan. Making it like it's a pasha. That's what we're getting out from. That's what we're getting out of the Gemara. No, you can say whenever I pay you later, that's going to be.
We don't have any place that you have like a kinyan that you do something later without something now.
No, but forget the kinyan aspect. Why not? If the guy walks up to the
picture. This guy has a mechanic to have this work.
Right, but we still don't even know what the mechanic is. We still don't know what.
You use a similar to, let's say, a kinyan. What do I need
a kinyan for? Maybe I can simply say whatever I give to her at tamura of the maaseh bia, no matter when she makes a kinyan, then that's the esnan. That's clearly not the case. The case is that in order to be esnan, it has to be specified and earmarked at the moment. Okay, good.
Right before or anytime before.
Right.
It has to be in the parsha of the bia.
Right, but why can't it be in the parsha of the bia later?
Why can't you say it's required?
I thought that it'd be esnan zona would be, let's say the guy has bia with her on Tuesday and he says, listen, I badly pay you on Thursday for bia today, and then on Thursday I bring the animal for the payment. So why is that not esnan? That was payment for the bia. The Gemara seems to be saying that that's not considered esnan because it wasn't the earmark specified at the moment. I think that's a chiddush. Okay, someone agrees with me. Someone agrees with me. That's how the Gemara seems to be going. Now I don't know halacha lemaisa. I don't know. You got to ask a rabbi. Maybe they know what the halacha lemaisa is in this situation is. So tivshin lemi Rabbi Lazar, Dam Rabbi Lazar, kadma bikrasu krasu in dal lesser b'shas bia aval hichishas tao aser. The Gemara says, no, he goofa kami baile. That's exactly the Shaila. He goofa kami baile. Hik rivato v'halesa b'shas bia mutter. If he's makrivit and it's not in the world at the moment of bia, it's mutter. Aval hik disha. But if he's makrishit b'shas bia, it would be usher because it's extant at this time. O Dilma came on the Tran. Since we have a cloud of amirasa l'gavo, kamirasa l'gavo, l'hejot, hik dishato would be mutter. The culture came hik rivato. It'll be a kosher cane. If she's makdish it, of course it's mutter. And the kosher cane, she's makdish it. Because once you are makdish something, it's as if you already gave it to somebody else. So it's no longer in her possession. So it's gone. Take him. That's the shayla. So that's the psah. Take him. Okay. Next, the Gemara goes over to the second din in the Mishnah. The second din in the Brisa was, ba'olea. This is the case with.
The first question is, I don't think it's one of the first questions we're going to ask at that time.
The Tabamba with this question. Ba'olea. Well, I mean, it has ramped. I mean, kachim issues. What can you do with this animal? You bring it as a carbon. I mean, it could be. Why? If someone, the mice was done, and then she, it's not necessarily her, but then she sells it to somebody. That's how she makes it. She marks up the animal and she sells it to somebody who needs a carbon. Can you bring it?
It's very relevant. Right, but money itself is not a problem. You pay her money.
I don't know. Can you use the money? Can you use the money to then buy a carbon? I don't know. Is it like Shemitah where it gets the same din as the produce? I don't know. No, no. The second din of the brayso was ba'aleh. He has be with her, but he doesn't pay her right away, right? The akar kach nasama, and afterwards he gives her esnena mutter. That esnena, that payment in lieu of, is mutter because he didn't pay her at the moment. Vatanya, so we have a brayso that says the opposite. Ba'aleh benasan la vakpi luachdei masar chodesh. If he came, he had beer with her, and he gave her the payment even up to 12 months. They bring down that in the Avodah Zarah, the brayso is brought down as atshlat shol shanim, but meaning just that he paid her later. Right, he paid her later. It's not aser. It's aser. It's a steer in the brayso's. So Amar Rav Chana bar Rav Chizda, the Rav Chana bar Rav Chizda says elo kasha. There is no kasha. There's no steer. Ha, the brayso, the brayso in Avodah Zarah that says that it's aser, right? The Amr law, it's where he says to her, "He bali let li bitleze. You have be with me, and I will pay you that tle." I didn't give it to her yet, but I specify that that's the tle. So there's a specified payment at the moment of bia. That's usher. But ha, an our brisa that says that the tle is mutter, it's the Amr law, "He bali li bitle. Have be with me, and I will pay you a tle." But I didn't specify which tle. So when I give her the tle later, that's mutter, right? The stam. He didn't specify which one. Rashi says, Tles Zeh, the first case, Hovel di Yahiva Bishas Bia Chayle Esnam Yad. Since he specified what the Tle is, so it becomes Esnam right away. But Tles Tam, the Mishadle Basar Hachi Matana Ba'amahu. That's just a regular Matana. Here Rashi says, Ve'ein Esnam El HaMiyuchad Bishas Bia. It's only considered Esnam if it's specified at the moment of the Bia. Now the Gemara says, wait a second. Yeah, I mean, to me,
anything you give as payment,
right? But so Gemara is explaining that that's not the din of Esnam is more specific. The din of Esnam is not that broad. Right. It has to be earmarked and given at the time. So Gemara says, wait a second. Even in the case of where we say he bali li bitlezeh, now we're getting to your question, Mati. How is that going to be considered Esnam? Hamuchusa meshicha. She didn't do a kinyan at that moment. So at that moment, your question, so at that moment, it's not hers. So there was no payment at the moment, it's Shazbiya, right?
Correct.
So the Gemara answers, two answers. Number one, the zona of Ovedes Chachavim d'lo kanyan Mashicha. We're talking about a zona of Ovedes Chachavim that doesn't need Mashicha. She requires kesef, right? She requires some sort of payment, right? And therefore, she's calling the tle with the bia. Because the bia is shavatesef. That's the kinyan. That's the kinyan. It's hana. Shavatesef is anything you get hana. That's the kinyan. That's the kinyan. The bia is the kinyan. That's considered kesef. Via the bia, she made the kinyan. That's number one. Be by its aim, or you.
It's stronger in the other way. This makes it stronger because it's telling you that the reason why now you can't. Get away with it, doing it later on, is because it has to be an actual kinyan for it.
Right, so we're saying here that the kinyan exists. I mean, this only goes according to one sheet, there's machlokes in Bava Metzia about whether a Yisrael is konim metalchim mekesef or not.
I think, but it makes sense at least, because now there's a mechanics behind it.
Right, that's correct. So there has to be a kinyan. But nevertheless, even there has to be a kinyan on something at the moment.
Right.
A non-Jewish zona.
Then I bring a carbon now.
Yeah, why not? Because a non-Jew can bring a carbon.
No.
Non-Jew can bring a carbon.
Well,
or she can sell it to somebody else.
That sounds crazy, but is it wrong to do a non-Jewish zona?
Well, is
that's
it?
That's probably better than a Jewish zona, right?
Is there an Isser? I don't. There's machlokas, and it may not be Kuris. I don't think it's Kuris.
No.
But if she's a zona, you know, I don't think it's Kuris. It could be a lav. Could be, yeah, I don't know. Who says it's a neither issue?
Huh?
Who says it's a neither issue? It's a zona issue. So, the Ebi's Ema, or you can say the case is, Afilu Bezoni Israelis, even if a zoni Israelis, according to this Mandama, a zoni Israelis would need a Mashicha, Kesav isn't enough, or could go on the Kaibi Chatzera. It's Kinyan Chatzera. He has the sheep. The sheep still is in her Chatzera. It's born to the house. So therefore, she's calling it that way. So the Gemara says, wait a second, you're telling me that it's Kinyan Chatzera, Ha Yahivi Lemeikara. Then, if that's the case that we had is ba'aleh the achakach nasama. But if he brings it into her chutzner, it's nasama the achakach ba'aleh. So she gave it to her beforehand because it's in her chutzah.
Or he makes a kinyan, lets her be acquired in his property.
The Gemara says, the Shabala Apotiki. No, because what he made the sheep an Apotiki. Meaning, the Amar Lo, he says to her, Im ad yom ploni yahiv nalach zuze. Give me a few days to pay you. Muta. The Im Lab, if I don't pay you by that time, then Tleb es manich. Then this Tleb that's in your sheep, in your chatzer, is yours. It's a delayed kinyan. Right, it's a delayed kinyan. So what happens is that he doesn't pay her for the Tleb at the moment of Bia, right? Therefore, no, if he doesn't pay her, it turns out that the Tleh that was in her chutzar was hers at the moment of Bia, and therefore it has an Isser Esman. Okay? But it's a chiddushu because she still can't take it until that day. Because she has to wait until the possible payment. All right. Now,
so she can't be makrav until after the act.
Well, she can't. Doesn't own it. She can't makrav it. She can't do anything with it. It's not officially.
Yeah, before we makrav before the
deal. Yeah, that was a case where she said it's not yours unless you need it. Different case.
How's that work?
No, different. I don't know if that works. So Amar Rav. Rav says, Echad Esman Zafar, a payment for a male, for someone to sleep with the man, right? Echad Esman Zafar, right? That's the Esman that was given to a Zafar. For Bia. The Echad Esnon L'chol Arayas Usur, or Esnon for any type of Arayas, any type of Erva, that is going to be Usur. So that looks like Esnon here is only if there's an Isser Erva. So maybe if it's for with a Goy, or with a Pnuya, where there's no Erva, it wouldn't be Usur, right? It's Usur Chutz Me Esnon Ishto Nida. Except if you pay your wife while she's a Nida, that's not considered Esnon. Because, my timer, what's the reason why? Zona Ksiv. It says a Zona, V'hai Lav Zonahi. And Ba'al Ishtonido is not a Zona. It's Aser, but it's not Zona. I don't know why you're paying, but it's not Zona. The Levi Amar Levi says, no, Afilu Ishtonido. Even if you pay your Nido wife, that payment is Aslam Zveyach, my timer, Toeva Ksiv. It also says Kitol HaShashem. It's a Toeva. V'ha Toeva Hi. And this is also a Toeva, because the Nido is listed with all the other Toevos. Here it's called a toeva, so it's considered a toeva. So the Gemara says, wait a second, v'levi nami v'haksiv zona. It says zona, and this is not a znus. This is not a znus. It's isser nida, but it's not znus. Our malach leaves to say, hahi, what is zona? Hahi, zona v'lo zona. It's only a payment for a female harlot and not for a male. Right? So if a woman, or even a male, if a woman pays a man, or a man pays a man, that payment is not considered Esnon Zona, therefore it's not Usur, because that's Esnon Zoneh. Okay? So Virav, now how does Rav learn this din of Zona below Zona? He can't learn it out from the word Zona. Virav, Ahi, Zona below Zona, Minole. How does he know it? Because he learned Zona to teach me that the Esnon of the Ishton Hidos Mutter. So Nakula mi de Rebbe. Rav learns this halakha from the words of Rebbe. The Sanya, Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says as follows. Ain Esnon Usur, Ella kol Esnon habos lo ba'avera. Esnon is only Usur if the Bia is with somebody who there is no tzad heter. Right? Rashi says, habos lo ba'avera, she'ein lecha tzad heter ba. There's no tzad heter. So I guess a pnuya would not be considered a zona in this case. Right? But your isha, your wife, has a tzad heter. So it's not considered Esnon. Right? Abal Esnon ishto nida, but the Esnon of your ishto nida, v'chein shenoslan la sachar lehafka asa. Oh, this is interesting. You paid her not for the via, but you paid her for her not working. You paid her opportunity cost, I guess, right? V'noslan la v'esnon no, she paid him with the Esnon, mutarin. They're all mutar. So you see that paying him is not Esnon. Afa pishin raya l'davim, there's no raya l'davim, yizechel l'davim, there's a hint, because the pasuk says by Yecheskel, this is talking about the tachach of Yisrael, Yecheskel is talking about the znus that Yisrael did after the Yavod Zara, it says, vayhi ba chateich min anashim, you did the opposite with the woman, u b'sisteich Esnon, the Esnon lo nitan lach, but ila hefech. Like, you paid them, or something like that. Which is the opposite of what's supposed to do. Usually they're supposed to pay you. I don't know. The idea is that it somehow is a zechudavah, that payment for a male harlot is not considered Esnon, and therefore it's mutter.
It's not considered Zona, is
I don't know. It's whatever, however you define it, the animal would still be mutl gav mizbeach. So the Gemara says, V'rav, the Rav who says that the esnon ishto nido is mutar, hai toeva ma'obile. What did he do with the word toeva, which Levi used to answer the esnon of your ishto nido? Hai toeva ma'obile. So mibaylik the Abaye. He leads it for the leaving of Abaye. The Amar Abaye. Abaye says, Zona avodas kochavim esnena aser. Abaye says that if you pay for the harlot of a goyish harlot, the esnon is aser. My taima, what's the reason? Ksiv hacha, it says by the esnon toeva. V'ksiv hasam, it says by the parsha of Arayas, tikol asher yasem ikol toevos hakel. And we learn a gzeir shavim. Mala halon, in the parsha of Arayas, it's talking about toeva, it's Arayas ain't kedushin tovsimba. It's talking about Arayas that you cannot have kedushin, so therefore by a goya, there's no kedushin. That's considered Arayas. Hachinami ain't kedushin tovsimba. So to here, by the avos kachavim, the ain't kedushin is, the kedusha is not tofes by a goya, so nevertheless, the esnon is asa. So that's what he learns from the Toeva. Toeva comes to teach me that the esnon zona of the esnon of a zona of a sechavim is asura. And Abaye continues, the kohen shaba aleha, if a kohen has bia with a non-Jew, aim loka aleha mishum zona, he does not get malchus, right? Even though there's a law for a kohen, it says, isha zona b'chalala lo yikafu, nevertheless, and usually you get malchus on the law, if he has relations with a goy, there's no get malchus, my timer, why not? To Amar Krov, we've seen this before, because the pasuk says, why can't you have relations with the Zona? He says, below Yechalal Zaro, because that's going to be Mechalal, the offspring, right? Misha Zaro Miyuchas Acharav, only if the offspring would be Miyuchas after you. But if you have relations with a Goya, right, we believe in matrilineal descent, so therefore the offspring goes after the mother, not after him, right? Lo Yechalal Zaro Miyuchas Acharav, Yotov is Chachavim, the Ein Zaro Miyuchas Acharav, therefore there's no lot. It's Usher, but there's no Malchus. Okay. It's better for a non-Jew Lagabe Malchus, but it's still an Isra, I guess. Zona Yisraelis, Abaye continues that if there is a Zona Yisraelis, Esmena Mutter. I don't know what that means. What do you mean Esmena Mutter? Zona Yisraelis Esmena Mutter. So he says over here now, it's called a Zona because she was Nivellus to other people. I mean, I don't know what does it mean. How, if it's a zona, isn't it usher? What does the article say?
He's only a guy.
No, why only a
guy? Only a guy is esna zona? No, we just don't hold on to the esna of a Jew also. That's why I'm twice what I'm asking. He says over here that it's that she was mekabel esna and she's not usher on the bowl of one of the Urias. So maybe it's the woman case or the penuyah, your wife case or the penuyah case. That's the only way it could be. What does the note say?
Yeah, well, it's not an Erevitim.
Right, so it's not an Erevitim. Right, so that's what we said before. It has to be an Erevitim. Wow. It's not an Erevitim. So why should call it? All right, so Zoni Yisrael is Esnena Mutter. My time. What's the reason? Da Kedushin Tosinba. If the possibility of Kedushin exists, it's not considered a Zona. And but in that case, the Kohen Shabbat Le'a Loke, a Kohen who has relations with her would get Malchus Mishum Zona, because a Zona my time, but that's Zoram Yuchas Acharon. Because any offspring would be Yuchas after him, therefore you get Malchus. The Rava Amar, Rava says, no, Echad Zev, whether the Zona is Israelis, or whether the Zona is an Akum, Esnena Aser, the Esnoin is Aser. The Kohen Abba Le'a Loke Mishum Zona. No matter what, the Kohen is going to get Malchus. My time, what's the reason? Yafme Adade, they learn from each other. Ma Zoni Israelis Belav, just like a Zoni Israelis has a Lav, Avzon Abbas Chachavim Belav. Uma Esmon Zon Abbas Chachavim Aser, Av Esmon Zon Israelis Aser. They learn from each other, and they're both Aser, and they both get a Lav. Nesve, they ask a question on Abaye, right? Abaye said, the Brisa says, Echad Zoni Abbas Chachavim. The Echad Zoni Israelis has been Aser. And you said that Esmon of Israelis that has pollution to be told to him is not Aser. To you to the Abaye, that's a question on Abaye. So Amalek Abaye, and I'm going to read the Girsa of the Chita, Amalek Abaye, when this Brisa says that it is Aser, that's Be'arayish in Kedushin Tovsin Ba. You can have a case of Yisraelis, but there's no Kedushin. It could be a sister, it could be someone that doesn't have Arayish. That's why the Aser. Vakatani Seifa says that can't be. Vakatani Seifa, the Seifa says, the Brisa says, Amana Kohen Gadol, Grusha Bechutz Kohen Hedjot, Esnana Aser Vahani Kedushin Tovsin Ba. The Brisa lists cases where Kedushin would be Tovsin and says that it's us, that the Esnena is Aser, which goes against you, because you say if Kedushin will be Tovsin, there wouldn't be a problem. So Hamani, who's this Brisa like? It's like Rabbi Kiva, goes like Rabbi Kiva, the Amar, Rabbi Kiva says, ain't Kedushin Tovsin, Chayav Yilavim. Even if there's a lav, there's no Kedushin Tovsin. So that's why it has to mention the case of the Amar Kohen Gadol, the Kamash Malan, the Kamash Malan, the Chol Zona, lo tafsi ba kedushin dumya da almana do tafsi ba kedushin. He says the Tanakh teaches that it brings the din of the almana kohen gadol to teach us that every zona that doesn't have kedushin tosin is going to be eslan aser, similar to the almana the kohen gadol which has a lav and the eslan is aser. Ulirava, according to Rava, why does the bright, according to Rava, in any case, it's going to be usher. So why do you have to bring the case of the Amana to even the Pnuya? Why the Amana to Kohen Gadol? Even the Pnuya to Kohen Gadol. If it's Esman, if it's paid for, it's usher. Maishno de Kvani Kogon Amana to Kohen Gadol. So he says, Dumya da Amana, similar to Amana. Ma Amana lo voki ad masri ba. Just like an Amana, right? The Kohen Gadol who has B with an Amana doesn't get Malkus until there's Hasra. Av zona, so too when it comes to the only eslan of a zona, it's aser, it's ad the amr he lech, until he says this is payment for the ma'aseh biyah. La'fuki mid Rabbi Lazar comes to exclude the shita of Rabbi Lazar. The amr Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar said, panui habala panuya shelo l'shem ishus asahu zona. According to him, Rabbi Lazar, it's even if you don't specify that this payment is for the es, is for the ma'aseh biyah, it's still going to be considered aser. It's aser b'stam, because any biyah without kedushin is considered znus. No, you paid her, but you didn't specify that this was for the bia. But it automatically it gets the din of the payment. I think that's what it means.
No,
it says here the eslan is asr b'stam because any bia without kedushim is nus. So you have to have an eslan. If there's no payment, what are you talking about? What's going to be usher l'gabim zbeach? There has to be something that was paid. All right, I want to continue. We'll stop here.